it's also interesting because one of the dynamics people probably don't think about is that you have all of these dogs together in
right.
one place.
Right.
And for me, I whenever I've been to the dog park and I take my dogs there and you see them with other dogs, the dogs respond to each other.
Right.
So
right.
from a behavioral standpoint, I would imagine that it's very tough
right.
to keep the dogs' minds on the focus at hand
right.
as opposed to just becoming a dog and wanting to play and run around and
right.
play with toys and mess with other dogs like
yeah.
they're probably naturally wanting to do.
That's where the experience comes in, because then the dog, he goes in the ring and he knows what he needs to do.
Right.
You know, and Josh loved it. It's so fun to show dogs that go in there and they just love it.
What is it like after the show, Carol, after you win that prestigious, the Super Bowl of dog shows, and you've got the best in show dog? Tell me what life is like after. Is there a media tour? Is there?
He went to David Letterman, and he was on the Charlie Rose show. And then they go to Sardi's, a famous restaurant in New York, and they have a meal, and he eats out of his bowl, his big silver bowl that he won. And, he gets chauffeured around in a limo, and it's quite nice.
Well, it must be. And the fact that he probably had to control his drooling while he was in Sardi's so he doesn't make a mess.
He did, and the handler did. You can carry a towel with you at all times.
And I would imagine being one of the largest breeds, it's probably one of the reasons why you see a lot of small dogs that win and not large is it's probably even more difficult to get a dog to be that cooperative with that much stature. It really takes some training
right.
skills.
Right. And that's, again, the experience of getting exposed to everything you can when they're little and get them socialized
sure.
and things like that.
Well, Carol, now that you've had one winner in the family of Best of Show, what are your plans? Do you have any other dogs that are competing right now? Do you anticipate having other dogs on a stage as big as Westminster?
Well, I hope to. I have a dog out right now that I'm showing myself that has done quite well. He got 2 all-breed Best in Shows this summer. And he's another dog that likes to go in and show. He's got that spark to him. So I'm looking forward to that and maybe next year at Westminster.
Is that a Newfoundland?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
It's a hard show to go to. On the TV, you just see the arena where the dogs are. But in the background, it's crowded and, you know, because the people want to see all the dogs. And there's, you know, chaos kind of because it's just everybody wants to do everything. And it's kind of a hard show for a dog to go to because it is so intense.
Yeah. Carol, let me ask you this. If someone out there decided after seeing Josh that a Newfie was what they wanted,
mm-hmm.
Do you breed Newfies? Or
yes.
do you know of someone who they could get in contact with locally
right.
in order to see the dog to see if it does mesh with
right.
their interest and their situation?
Right. Well, I'm the breeder of Josh, too. He was born at my house, so I do breed Newfoundlands, and I do occasionally have puppies. I don't have as many as I used to. But because I like to go out to the shows and do things like that. But if someone would want to contact me, I can, they can come out and visit the kennel and see the Newfoundlands. That's usually what I do with people anyway. When they want a Newfoundland, they say, you got to come out and see the big ones and the slobbery ones and see what they turn into after they get out of that cute little puppy stage.
Right.
And then, you know, we kind of go from there. So they come out and visit once or twice before anything happens.
Great.
Can you talk a little bit about diet? I would imagine that nutrition is a really
plays
key part,
a big part
to
right.
any dog breed, and especially these large breeds.
Right.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about Josh's life and what you learned about nutrition and where you're at right now with that.
Gosh, actually on all the dogs we have, not just ones that are in shows, but some of the pet ones or older ones, they eat a really good diet. Actually, it's probably a couple different foods mixed. And vitamins, supplements, and things like that, because I don't think one food can have everything.
Sure.
But the higher price, you get what you pay for, maybe in the dog food.
But a quality food.
Quality food, right.
Is there just certain elements that you've learned that are key to the ingredients in a food or things to stay away from? There's a lot of, you know, allergy-related issues,
right.
and then maybe some that aren't really issues, but we think they are.
Right.
What do you guide yourself to and away from?
Foods that are packed with corn and grains and just fillers aren't very
Try
good.
Try to stay away
no
from that.
No nutrition in that. You want to get the ones that have the meat, you know, as a first ingredient.
Sure.
And then maybe not too many grains, but vegetables and fruits.
Allergies much of an issue with this particular breed? I know it's a big problem with, let's say, golden retrievers.
Right.
But what about Newfoundland?
I suppose it can be. I really haven't had any problems,
Fantastic. Knock
on wood.
Fantastic.
So I haven't had to deal with that too much.
Sure.
But that
sure.
can occur. You know, I could get it as well as anybody else. And at that point, you just have to maybe go to your vet and get some allergy testing done to determine
sure.
what they are allergic to and what you can feed them then.
For the listening audience, how much food does a Newfoundland go through in a week, month, or year?
Oh, not as much as people think, I guess. As they're growing, you want to keep them a little bit kind of on the thin side,
okay.
not to put too much weight on their joints
because
they're in constant state of growth the
sure.
first year.
Sure.
And I'd say when they're adults, they end up eating maybe 4 to 6 cups of dog food a day.
So that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
It's still.
If they're more active, then they get more food. It's according to the activity and the body weight and things like that. It's
sure.
not a big abundance of food, no.
Sure.
Well, Carol, do you have a website for your breeding business where if someone wanted to go through
right.
and look at, they could get in touch with you?
Yes, I do. It's darbydale.us.
Okay. And what we'll do is link that right onto the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show website.
Okay.
So
right.
if anyone wants to go there and get in contact with
right.
you, they have the ability because I don't know a lot about Newfoundlands, but mm-hmm. I will tell you, for anybody who goes to YouTube and watches Josh on this particular night back in 2004, needless to say, a star was born because
right.
to see the way a crowd and a dog interacted with each other and pulled so much emotion out of each other,
right.
It was amazing the level of a fan favorite that Josh was and how much it just
right.
seemed like everybody was pulling for him.
That was
to
a
be
big
the winner.
Highlight. And then also another highlight of his career and mine also, I kept several brothers of his, and we debuted them at the National Specialty Show, which was held in Frankenmuth in 2001. And Josh actually won. He got winner's dog over hundreds of other dogs, and then he competed with the champions, and he beat all them for best of breed. So he really got the crown and glory that year, too. And he won the National Specialty 3 times in a row, and, you know, he's broken a lot of records.
Well, his behavior and just the characteristics that he displayed, most people don't realize what characters that dogs can be, and that just because they're all of the same breed
right.
does not mean that they're all of the same personality.
No.
But I will say the personality that he displayed, if you can see a dog smiling, that dog was smiling from ear to ear that night.
He was.
And he was just so on his game. It's the kind of thing that can inspire anybody to
right.
want to have a dog and to want to hang out with one because
right.
he really is a special animal.
He is. And he was a great ambassador for the Newfoundlands, too. You know, they had a Josh Day out in Flemington, New Jersey, and a lot of people turned out for that. They had at a local park or something, and he was a big deal and a big part of what's out there because he stays out there with his co-owner most of the time now. So I traveled with him to a few shows in the Midwest. We always traveled with him. We never just let him go with the handler. One of the owners, breeders, was always with him at every show. And he liked that. He took a lot of comfort in that. And he said, yeah, let's go. We'll have a good time together.
And he was the second Newfoundland that ever won Westminster?
Yes. There was one previously. I cannot remember what year that was.
I think it was back in the
40s, maybe?
No.
Or the 60s? It seems like
maybe
it was quite
80s.
Okay.
His name was Seward's Blackbeard. He was the first one to do it.
Right.
And I believe Josh broke all his records.
Fantastic. One for Josh,
yeah.
one for our local favorite.
Right.
Absolutely. And hopefully we'll all be cheering for Sadie this week to bring back the title to Michigan.
Right,
because
right.
it does matter for Michigan that we need as much pride as we can get right
She's
now.
She's a great dog, too.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a pleasure to see. Well, we've been talking with Carol Bergman, or as David Fry has anointed her, the great Carol Bergman. Carol, thank you so much for coming in today
thank
and
you.
Talking with us. We really appreciate
sure.
it.
Thank you, Carol.
We'll be back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
He wakes up in the morning, does his changes are.